Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, September 24th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: tensions build over vaccine rules, volatile moves, and U.S. junk bonds set annual sales record. Leading today's news: recent reports have suggested the FDA was considering stricter guidelines for emergency use authorization of a coronavirus vaccine, though the White House may not approve of them. "It sounds like a political move," President Trump said at a press conference. "When you have Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna, these great companies coming up with the vaccines, and they have done testing and everything else, why would the FDA have to add great length to the process?" Decisions to authorize or approve any such vaccine or therapeutic will be made by the dedicated career staff at FDA, and science will guide our decision. Dr. Stephen Hahn, commissioner of the FDA, told the Senate Health Committee on Wednesday. In other news, market volatility is not going away as Wall Street experienced more whiplash on Wednesday, with stocks closing broadly lower and futures pointing lower overnight. Today, the Labor Department is expected to say the number of jobless claims declined to 840,000 last week, down 20,000 from the previous week's tally, and the lowest reading since March 14th, right before the coronavirus lockdowns. That may not be enough for investors, who have largely given up on the idea that Congress will approve a fresh COVID-19 stimulus package. U.S. high-yield bond issuance for 2020 has eclipsed the prior annual sales record of $329.6 billion set in 2012, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, as companies reap the benefits of the Fed's liquidity-boosting and zero-interest rate policies. The support has effectively turned the industry into a borrower's market, and all-in yields for U.S. junk bonds have dropped to 5.81%, near pre-pandemic levels. Jitters may be coming. The biggest ETF focused on sub-investment-grade debt, the iShares High Yield Corporate Bond, ticker HYG, was hit by nearly $1.06 billion of outflows on Monday, the largest single-day outflow since the start of the coronavirus. Moving the ball on initiatives the Trump administration outlined this summer, the Justice Department has submitted its take on pulling back long-time legal protections for internet companies. The proposed changes to Section 230 legal immunity would force social media giants including Facebook, Google, and Twitter to take more responsibility for managing content on their sites. Any legislation is unlikely to move forward during a contentious election season, but it could be taken up next year, as representatives from both parties have indicated a willingness to revisit and update the legal protections. After inking a deal yesterday with the World Federation of Advertisers on posting statements, Big Tech is stepping up its efforts to tackle disputed content, an effort applauded by some and opposed by others. YouTube is expanding its fact-checking feature for video searches to Europe, displaying information and links from third-party publishers on queries related to issues like elections and the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, Facebook will reportedly launch its Supreme Court-style oversight board ahead of the U.S. election amid rising criticism for its perceived failure to confront hateful and divisive speech. Dealing with contradictory statements on who will eventually own TikTok Global, the video-sharing app is also running against the clock. On Wednesday, TikTok filed a preliminary injunction seeking to stop the Commerce Department from banning it from the App Store and Google Play from Sunday. TikTok parent ByteDance has also applied for an export license from Chinese regulators, as it pushes for a deal with Oracle and Walmart to avoid a shutdown in the U.S. JPMorgan Chase is poised to pay almost $1 billion in what would be a record penalty for an investigation into so-called spoofing of metals futures and treasury securities, Bloomberg reports. It's also expected that JPMorgan will admit to wrongdoing, an admission many companies generally avoid when settling charges that they have violated securities laws. Spoofing usually entails flooding derivatives markets with orders that traders don't intend to execute to deceive others into moving prices in a desired direction. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced an order to ban gasoline-powered cars in the state by 2035, meaning all new cars sold in the state must be zero-emission vehicles by that time. Major automakers are making such an electrification push that the 15-year timeline may not be too much of a jolt. 17 countries, including France, the UK, and Germany, have also adopted goals to phase out the internal combustion engine, according to the International Council on Clean Transportation. Blue Origin, the space outfit founded by Jeff Bezos, is planning to make its 13th trip to space this morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to test technologies for future moon missions as part of NASA's Artemis program. The company will be using its new Shepard rocket that will be flying for the 7th time, setting a record for rocket recycling. SpaceX, the commercial space firm headed by Elon Musk, has so far used a single Falcon 9 booster up to 6 times, a record set last month, though it's worth noting that the Falcon 9 is a different class of rocket, used for more technically complicated orbital missions. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the red, with crude oil slightly up. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.